ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. It's now just one day till the first debate between President Biden and former President Trump in Atlanta. The Supreme Court appears ready to allow emergency abortions in Idaho when a pregnant woman's health is at risk as a legal case plays out. A notice about the ruling was briefly on the court's website today, then taken down, says Bloomberg News. ABC's Terry Moran.
This looks like a term paper. This was supposed to be released maybe tomorrow or Friday, but for some reason, somebody at the court, just for a few minutes, they put it on the court's website and everybody could grab it.
President Biden's new restrictions on asylum at the southern border, rolled out 3 weeks ago, has decreased encounters there by 40%, says the Biden administration. It says 24,000 people were returned to their home countries. The TSA expects to screen over 32 million people at airports from this Thursday through Monday, July 8th. It anticipates the peak travel day will be this Friday. This is ABC News. General Motors' embattled self-driving car division now has a new leader.
Mark Whitten is the new CEO of Cruise. It comes as the autonomous vehicle company tries to recover from an incident this past October where an autonomous Chevy Bolt struck a pedestrian and dragged her under the car for about 20 feet. That led to the ouster of several executives and an internal probe that found culture issues and management ineptitude contributed to the crash. Whitten previously worked at the software company Unity. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Lawmakers in Delaware narrowly approved a bill allowing doctor-assisted suicide. State Senate passed the measure, which allows terminal patients expected to die within 6 months to request lethal prescription drugs from a doctor. If the governor signs the bill into law, Delaware will become the 11th state to approve such a measure. It was an update on Wall Street. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News, sponsored today by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Tonight, lows in the mid-50s, clear skies, maybe some patchy fog possible late, and partly cloudy Thursday, highs in the mid-70s. Southwest winds are at 4 and it's 80 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. One person is dead after a tractor rollover. On Monday, the Vernon County Sheriff's Office was notified of an injury accident involving the tractor rollover on a logging road on private property at an address located in the town of Kickapoo. Responding personnel found that Jimmy L. Kennedy, 65, of Wind Lake, had been operating a medium-sized garden tractor alone on the property. The tractor overturned while Kennedy was operating it on the logging road, lodging Kennedy underneath the tractor. Jimmy Kennedy was pronounced dead at the scene by the Vernon County Coroner's Office. Also assisting at the scene were the Viola and Reedstown Fire Departments and Kickapoo Valley Rescue Squad Ambulance Service. A county coroner says a staff member at Wisconsin's youth prison has been declared brain dead following a fight with an inmate. Lincoln County Coroner Valerie Kaler said today the man was declared brain dead yesterday so the family could proceed with organ donation. The man was injured during a fight Monday night at Lincoln Hills Copper Lake Schools, the state's youth prison in Irma in northern Wisconsin. Department of Corrections spokesperson Beth Hartke says a 16-year-old inmate assaulted a staff member in a residence hall and then attacked a second staff member. The first staff member was taken to a hospital, treated, and released. The governor has ordered flags to be flown at half-staff tomorrow to honor the deceased 49-year-old staff member, Corey Proles. Firefighters across the state say they're seeing more wildfires this year compared to last year. But thankfully, fewer acres of land are being burned. So far, they say that this year the state has seen 774 wildfires compared to 592 last year. But the amount of land burned has decreased by about 60%. Officials say they're seeing more fires that start as a result of equipment use like lawnmowers and ATVs. And paired with the lack of snow over the winter, the state's vegetation was more likely to go up in smoke. A win for disabled voters in Wisconsin. Tuesday, Dane County Judge Everett Mitchell granted a temporary injunction in which he wrote that state law prohibiting election clerks from emailing absentee ballots to disabled voters is unenforceable. A challenge is likely, and the issue could end up before the state Supreme Court. If the plaintiffs prevail, voters who self-certify as having a disability, preventing them from independently reading or marking a paper ballot, would be able to request a version of the November ballot that can be read and marked at home using a device or program that allows them to read and write independently. Voters will still need to print and mail or deliver completed absentee ballots to their local clerk. Disabled voters were able to receive ballots via email until 2011, when then-Governor Scott Walker signed a bill limiting it to overseas and military voters. It appears there will be a recall of Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Staff at the Wisconsin Elections Commission Tuesday said the recall effort confirmed 6,866 signed petitions from Voss's old 63rd district, 16 more than is required to trigger a recount. The recall, led by Racine area supporters of Donald Trump, failed to trigger a recall earlier this year after numerous petitions were found to be forged or from Voss's current 33rd Assembly District. It's currently unclear if that recall will take place in Voss's former district or the new one created with the adoption of new elections maps. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has announced $11.4 million to expand state charter schools. DPI says the investment will go towards planning and implementation for charter schools opening in fall 2025, implementation for charter schools that recently opened or will open in 2024, and expansion for existing high-quality charter schools. According to DPI, a high-quality charter school must show evidence of strong academic performance, operate in a financially appropriate manner, meet statutory regulations, and demonstrate success in increasing graduation rates and other student academic achievement. More information on charter schools can be found on the DPI's website. Child care providers and early childhood educators increasingly report seeing challenging behaviors and big feelings among the children in their care. To help, the Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health adapted its popular feelings thermometer to offer calming strategies for preschool-age children. The Early Childhood Feelings Thermometer is a visual aid for child care providers, early childhood educators, and families to use with young children ages 5 and under to help them begin naming emotions. Research shows the act of identifying and naming feelings can reduce the intensity of those emotions. The thermometer features 5 zones. It starts at green, calm zone, listing feelings and behaviors associated with that zone, and goes up to red, the furious zone, with suggestions to help the child in the moment. Studies show that identifying an activity and helping young children be aware of their feelings is an important step. Offering them choices like jumping jacks, belly breathing, wiggle dancing, or drawing can make a difference in the body, as well as helping to shift moods and learning to manage their emotions. Accompanying the thermometer is a simplified gauge with emoji faces ranging from happy to mad, which the child can point to and communicate how they are feeling. The Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health is making the Early Childhood Feelings Thermometer available on its website in English, Spanish, and Hmong. And over the next few months, we'll also distribute materials to Wisconsin-regulated child care facilities via child care resource and referral agencies. Included in these materials will be self-care information for child care staff and additional information to share with area child care facilities. Debt collection on student loans in default resume in September. Advocates want the U.S. Department of Education to expand outreach efforts to borrowers who've fallen behind. Tia Caldwell is with the group New America.
The Department of Ed is just missing a whole chunk of people. And so We really heard from a variety of outreach experts that you need to reach people through multiple mediums. So we'd love to see more texting and creative ideas like push notifications, things like that, reaching borrowers where they actually are on their phones.
Caldwell says borrowers from marginalized backgrounds are struggling the most.
We'd love to see like an all-of-government approach so that if a vulnerable borrower or low-income person reaches the government in any way, they'll be screened for a variety of different needs and directed to a variety of different benefits that they need. So SNAP, student loan assistance, all of that.
That's Tia Caldwell from the group New America. The marijuana debate has been ongoing for quite a while now here in the Badger State, and there's a gray area. A WPR bill in 2018 legalized the use and production of hemp, which is a cannabis plant containing no more than 0.3% Delta-9 THC. Since then, regulations on the product have been loose, allowing for different options and ways for the product to be used and sold, and it's making law enforcement's job a lot harder. Officers have to use kind of clues of the traffic stop, the packaging, other stuff that's in the vehicle, and speaking with the driver to determine whether it's actually illegal Delta-9 THC or if it's the Delta-8 or CBD. The Richland County Sheriff's Department bid a possum farewell to one of its finest officers, canine partner Rambo. After 8 years of dedicated service, sniffing out the bad guys and keeping our community safe with his handler, Lieutenant Mike Siss, Rambo is ready to trade in the badge for a cozy spot on the couch. From taking countless numbers of illegal drugs off the streets to countless belly rubs, Rambo has been a true hero on four legs. But all good things must come to an end, and it's time for the department's furry friend to enjoy a well-deserved retirement with his handler, Lieutenant Siss. The Richland County Sheriff's Department would like to thank the numerous donors and supporters of the canine unit. Without you, these incredible animals would not be possible. Canine officer partner Aaron remains on the job with his handler, Sergeant Chris Shilgen. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds boaters to help stop the spread of invasive plants and animals in our waters as part of the Great Lakes Landing Blitz. The effort is a collaboration of all Great Lakes states and provinces to educate boaters that simple cleanup steps and draining water from the boat and live wells can help prevent the spread of aquatic invasive species. We can all make a difference whether we are enjoying the water with a fishing or recreational boat, jet ski, or paddle craft. From June 26th to July 6th, volunteers and regional aquatic invasive species prevention partners will greet many Wisconsin boaters at landings and access points. Clean boats, clean waters, boat inspectors will give out a boat trailer sticker with a graphic showing where plants, tiny animals, and potentially contaminated water can hide on a boat and trailer. Every boater and angler has a role to play in protecting Wisconsin's lakes and rivers. Everyone should follow these prevention steps required by Wisconsin state law to help prevent the spread of aquatic invasive species in our waters. Inspect boats, trailers, and equipment before and after use. Remove all mud and attached aquatic plants and animals. Drain all water from boats, vehicles, and equipment, including live wells and fish buckets. Never move plants or live fish away from a water body. Dispose of unwanted bait in the trash. Buy minnows from a Wisconsin bait dealer. Additionally, only use leftover minnows when fishing with them on the same body of water. They can be used on other waters only if no lake or river water or other fish have been added to the container. To learn more about invasive species and their impacts on Wisconsin's waters and economy, visit the DNR's Invasive Species webpage. The first presidential debate is tomorrow night. Kirsten Sira is a teacher in Port Washington with an autoimmune disorder, but she's listening to hear what the candidates say about helping young people.
What are we going to do about this whole generation of people who do not have health care as part of their employment package? How are they going to access health care so they can stay healthy?
Lynn Carey is a retired nurse in Germantown who's had a double lung transplant, but she says she's listening to hear what the candidates say about reproductive care.
We have all heard the stories of what happens when there is not access to appropriate care for women. The results we're seeing, the impact of the Dobbs decision, and that must be addressed.
Civic Media's debate coverage starts tomorrow night at 7:30 on WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Ronald J. Hondo Hill, 71, of Richland Center, died Thursday at the Richland Hospital following an illness. A memorial service will be held Thursday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center with burial in the Willow Valley Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Thursday from 9 until the time of service at 11. A luncheon will be held afterwards at the American Legion Hall. Ronald J. Hondo Hill, 71, of Richland Center. Ronald James Mellum, 77, of Richland Center, died yesterday at his home. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Saturday from 10 until 1. Ronald James Mellum, 77, of Richland Center. Marcia Marie Muller, 64, of Richland Center, died Thursday at home. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to be held in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Monday from 4 until 7, with a rosary to be prayed at 3:45. Friends may also call at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. Marcia Marie Muller, 64, of Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Turned out to be quite a nice day, didn't it? Partly cloudy skies, temperatures scraping the low 80s, and that nice north breeze just eliminating the humidity. Goodbye. Now tonight, winds will be calming. They'll stay out of the north. So we stay cool tonight, falling to the mid-50s. Patchy fog is possible, so if you wake up early tomorrow morning, don't be surprised. It'll be gone by 8 a.m. with the sun shining through, a mix of sun, a few clouds, and temperatures remaining quite pleasant. In fact, falling to highs only in the mid-70s. Clouds start to thicken by tomorrow night as showers and thunderstorms push in by Friday afternoon and dampen our Friday evening. Another half an inch to an inch of rain is possible, and our rivers are already full. It'll be a breezy and cloudy Friday, with highs falling to the low 70s. A few showers and storms may linger early on Saturday morning, but they clear on out of here by the afternoon and the sunshine takes over, bringing us actually a quite decent midday and evening. High temperatures on Saturday will scrape 80 degrees, and they take a 10-degree hit to Sunday. If you like that cooler temperatures, it's going to be mostly sunny out there and crisp for the end of June with highs in the low 70s. That's it. We actually put that on repeat for Monday too, and the clouds start to thicken with breezier winds as showers and storms arrive by Monday night. We are looking at a wet Tuesday with rain in the morning, but it will turn sunny by midday, warmer and humid. In fact, once again, touching 80 by Tuesday. So all in all, a pretty good, cooler, drier pattern. The only shots of rain is Friday into Saturday morning, and then Monday night into Tuesday. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's mostly sunny, 80 degrees, 83 our high today, and our morning low, 68. Yesterday's high was 88 degrees, and we saw a trace of precipitation. A record high for this day, 97, set back in 1943, while a record low of 42 was set in 1961. Last year on this day, our high was 74, our low 64. Sunset today will be at 8:46, sunrise tomorrow at 5:23. Just a trace of precipitation to report from the overnight. As for the barometer, it's holding at 29.86. And we have west winds at 5. Again, it's 80 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO's Evening Sports, sponsored today by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates.
Someone once said bank robbery is more of a sure thing than farming. While this sounds humorous, it may be true. Many things in life are a gamble, but farming is truly a big gamble. Schwartz Insurance would like to be sure to take this opportunity to salute our hardworking farmers and to say thank you. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want everyone to be sure that your insurance protection is not a gamble. Please contact our local staff at 647-8891 for a review of your insurance protection.
Packers second-year wide receiver Jaden Reed is listed on NFL.com's All-Breakout Team for 2024. Analyst Bucky Brooks lists Reed as one of three wide receivers bound to break out in the coming season. He already led Green Bay in receiving during the 2023 season with 64 catches for 793 yards and 8 touchdowns. Brooks sees him as possibly emerging as quarterback Jordan Love's number one option. He compares Reed to Randall Cobb. NFL.com says the only reason Reed might not break out into a star is competition from the other talented wideouts on the Packers roster. The Trans Am Series returns to Road America near Elkhart Lake this weekend. The Journal Sentinel reports the top driver in the series is a familiar name. Wisconsin native Paul Menard of Eau Claire, who raced in NASCAR and won the Brickyard 400. Racers will take to the 4-mile course in rural Sheboygan County that has been called America's National Park of Speed. The 2025 U.S. Women's Open will be played at Erin Hills next year, the third time the event has come to Wisconsin. The decision to hold it at that course was made in 2019. A calendar change could have a big impact on the tournament involving the best women pro golfers in the world. The U.S. Women's Open used to be played near the 4th of July. That championship was moved to late May and early June 6 years ago. That will dramatically affect the weather and course conditions the competitors will have to deal with. In national news, track and field athletes heading to the Paris Games will be competing not only for gold medal, but a first prize check worth $50,000 that goes with it. It's part of a cash infusion into the sport that many feel is long overdue. That prize money for an Olympic title, combined with the rapid-fire introduction of track meets with enhanced prize pools, represents the biggest publicity-touted monetary commitment to the sport in decades. The push in track comes at an especially pivotal time given the Summer Olympics are returning to the U.S. in 2028. Now for some MLB action tonight. In interleague play, the Phillies will be at the Tigers, the Rockies will be at the Astros, The Marlins will travel to the Royals. The Rangers will be at the Brewers. The Yankees will be at the Mets. The Dodgers will be at the White Sox. And the Twins will be at the Diamondbacks. In American League play, the Mariners will be at the Rays. The Athletics will be at the Angels. The Guardians will be at the Orioles. And the Blue Jays will travel to the Red Sox. In National League play, the Pirates will be at the Reds. The Braves will be at the Cardinals. The Nationals will travel to the Padres. The Braves will take on the Cardinals. And the Cubs will take on the Giants. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. And also in sports today, the Brewers get the win over the Rangers 6-5 going into extra innings. It took 10 innings today, but the Brewers pull out a 6-5 win over the Rangers. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Soybeans and corn were lower Wednesday. Cattle and hogs finished higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans closed modestly lower on fund and technical selling, waiting for Friday's quarterly grain stocks and planted acreage numbers. Most forecasts do have improved rain in some of the drier parts of the Midwest into early July. After that, kind of a big question mark. July beans were down a half at 1162 and three quarters. August was 3 1/4 lower at 1142 and a quarter. July bean meal was down $4.40 at $3.6090. July soybean oil was up 69 at $43.45. Corn was lower, getting ready for those USDA numbers and watching the weather. The 2024 acreage total is a big question for corn because of planting delays and expected replanting in some areas. July was down 5.5 at 420. September corn was 6 1/4 lower at 425.5. And wheat was mixed. It is heavily oversold, but any sustained upside will probably be limited by slow demand for U.S. wheat. The U.S. winter wheat harvest is ongoing while weather is impacting spring wheat conditions in the northern U.S. plains. July Chicago was a half lower at 541 1/4. July Kansas City was 4 higher at 580. July Minneapolis was up a quarter penny at 596. Live and feeder cattle were sharply higher, waiting for direct cash cattle business to get underway. Megan Grebner will have more on that in just a bit. August live was up 232 at 186.75, and October was $1.77 higher at 186.12. August feeders were up 272 at 261.77. September feeders were 240 higher at 262.47. And hogs were higher, oversold with cash and wholesale support, getting ready for Thursday's inventory report. July lean was up 90 cents at 89.90. August was 222 higher at 88.97. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
What's better than a day on the golf course? How about a day at the golf course supporting Wisconsin soybean farmers? Join the Wisconsin Soybean Association as they host the inaugural Clean Fuels Soybean Classic in partnership with Clean Fuels Alliance America on Monday, July 29th at the Evansville Golf Club. For more information or to register a team, visit wisoybean.org/WSA. Support Clean Fuels and the Wisconsin Soybean Association during the inaugural WSA Clean Fuels Soybean Classic, July 29th in Evansville.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Another quiet day for direct cash cattle trade activity. Bids were hard to find. Asking prices were at $192 to $194 live in the south, while the north remained quiet. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until sometime Thursday or Friday. Fox beef closed lower with light demand for solid offerings. Choice down 54 cents at $322.85. Select closed 240 lower at $302.86. Estimated cattle slaughter was 117,000 head, down 4,000 on the week and down about 7,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a moderate negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct down 57 cents with a weighted average of 88.64. The Iowa Minnesota closed 73 cents lower with a weighted average of 88.66. And the Western Corn Belt down 27 cents with a weighted average of 88.94. Pork values into the day firm, up 21 cents at 95.52. And estimated hog slaughter was 480,000 head, down 3,000 on the week and up about 28,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aders and Plain. I know I am totally biased, but we have a super cool hardware store. Where else can you buy groceries, hardware, and booze all under the same roof? Don't you feel like you're always running, hurrying here and there and trying to keep the house clean, the kids clean, and the fridge stocked? Trust me, I know what it's like. And that's why my crew and I do our best to make your stop at Aders quick and productive. We are happy to spend some time in the plumbing aisle with you or talking through the connection on that new faucet or recommending the best pest control for your garden and lawn. We'll even tell you what not to buy, like primer. You don't need it to change colors. So please, enjoy your summer. Smell the roses. Yes, we have some lovely ones for sale. And remember, we are happy to help with all those honey-do lists. Aders is your summer project headquarters and your great big store with small-town smiles.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Get agronomic insights from your area with Grow Smart Live from BASF. Download the app now from any app store. Tar spot prevention and detection are top of mind for many corn growers. University of Minnesota Extension's Angie Pelter says,
when corn begins to tassel, that's really when we would target a fungicide application.
More news next on Brownfield.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life, filled with dance, art, music, and knowledge. They dream of a brighter future with enough nutritious food to eat, a chance to learn and grow, to get an education, escape poverty, and do incredible things. Today, thanks to Children International and friends like you, such dreams are coming true. Together, we give children a chance to set their sights high and succeed in school and in life by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and so much more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today. Together, we can help end poverty for good.
In the upper Midwest are overwhelmed by astonishing amounts of water. Minnesota's Darren Johnson says a year's worth of rain has fallen in less than 3 weeks on his farm.
We're in that 20 plus inch range for every inch of rain. It's 27,000 gallons of water per acre. And then you equate that out to an 80 acre field. That's 2.2 million gallons for 1 inch.
Meanwhile, the Nebraska Director of Agriculture says she's expecting farmers and ranchers in the northeast part of the state to have some crop losses from the recent flooding.
It'll be within this week that we'll have a full impact report.
And Sherry Vinton tells Brownfield she's expecting runoff from the heavy rains to move downstream, which could cause flooding and affect more farmers. And some farmers are urging Congress to better support farmers and ranchers who are facing intensifying drought conditions in the High Plains.
We would love to do cover crops, but we don't have the moisture, and that's why we need the flexibility.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
Harchi Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction design, delivery, and more. Harchi Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Hello, I'm Kara Hart with Checkoff Chats, a content partnership with the United Soybean Board on Brownfield. In this Checkoff Chat, United Soybean Board Chairman Steve Reinhardt says enrollment is open for a new sustainability initiative designed to enhance soil health. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
Improve grain quality more efficiently with AGI Mixed Flow Dryers. The dryer's screenless operation and computerized moisture control deliver consistently higher quality grain and heavier test weights per bushel, translating into maximum return on investment. To learn more about energy-efficient AGI Mixed Flow Dryers and how they can add profitability to your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com. AGI, we're right there with you.
From grain storage and handling to conditioning and monitoring, AGI is right there with you, supporting your expertise with the largest catalog of industry-leading solutions. All to ensure your grain gets handled properly, you stay safe, and your profits continue to grow. We're AGI, and we're all in. To learn more about how AGI can support your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com.
Steve Reinhardt, the chairman of the United Soybean Board, says Farmers for Soil Health is a program led by farmers.
It's a program put together by, you know, the United Soybean Board and the National Pork Board and National Corn Growers Association. And it's really driven by farmers to help farmers, you know, capture the investments that they've made in making their soil healthier and using those conservation practices to make sure that we're growing our soybeans, corn, and livestock in a sustainable way. One of the things that we look at is, are we using cover crops? So cover crops bring in a different set of advantages for different places around the country and help us build, for example, soil tilth, organic matter in the soil. The other things that they help do is possibly loosen or help make sure that the soil is a little bit looser for compaction that may occur in the prior growing season. One of the other things I think that it helps us do is manage our nutrients a little bit better. One of the ways that we've been able to manage our costs in this environment of maybe a lower priced commodity with still having a higher priced inputs is through our management zones. We have our fields are mapped out on a 1 acre grid, so we're pulling a soil sample every acre. And then we're going back and applying the fertilizers based on that sample. So we're actually, again, putting the fertilizer where we need it rather than just making that blanket application across that entire field, which has really helped not only build our fertility levels across that growing region, but also minimize that input because we're putting it where we need it, not everywhere. One of the other things we do is using grass waterways and filter strips, again, to help the water move off of that field, but, you know, keeping the soil itself in place, using cover crops and no-till.
Check out more about the initiative at farmersforsoilhealth.com to see for yourself just how checkoff dollars are leveraged to grow demand for U.S. soybeans. Visit www.unitedsoybean.org. I'm Kara Hart with Checkoff Chats, a content partnership with the United Soybean Board on Brownfield.
Andy from Equity Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. We got some cattle here consigned. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to go barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we are open from 4 to 6 tonight for your convenience and open back up at 7 a.m. And hope to see you at the sale.
It's 20 minutes away from 6 o'clock. If you're in the Muscadet area, it's a busy day today. As going on right now, the Muscadet American Legion Post 85 hosting their Burgers in the Park. Sounds pretty good. I'm actually getting pretty hungry myself right now. That's going on until 8 o'clock at Muscadet's Railroad Park. Also, the Village of Muscadet will be spraying for mosquitoes tonight and tomorrow night, weather permitting. Oh, look, let's see. What time is it? Oh, apparently it's tractor time.
Catch my breath. Boss man keeps on nagging, keeps my hind end dragging. I could wake up dead if I don't clear my head. Gotta have some tractor time, little break from the daily grind. Drop that bush hog down, go round and round. Get the whole world off my mind. Reset my sanity, back 40 therapy. Where the weeds get high, so can I, when I let myself unwind, hitting that tractor time.
Yes, some folks go out hiking, horseback and mountain biking. Golf clubs, 18 holes, a bass boat full of fishing poles.
For others, it's bar hopping, for my baby, it's just shopping.
But when I get all worked up with too much,
she's flipping through a magazine, finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things, gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized, saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture, brought the beauty I was missing with her, showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with everyone built, she saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. She reminds me that it ain't too late to start again. Fine is good, but you need some blue every now and then. Out I live so long without her.
touch. I'm gonna remember life before she came into the picture, brought the beauty I was missing with her, showed me colors I ain't never seen.
Tears ago. That's a lot of tears. You know, yikes. We're at 80 degrees. Hopefully you're not shedding any tears today. You could help out tomorrow if you didn't have a chance today. A Red Cross blood drive coming up Thursday from noon to 5 at the Iowa County Sheriff's Office in Dodgeville. Of course, you can check on making an appointment by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. You can also visit redcrossblood.org.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil and LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil and LP family.
A member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
100.9 WRCO. I'll be riding in a cab going downtown, finding faces I know in a big crowd, trying to drink the pain away. Staying out all night
waiting around for it to start ringing and praying it would be you. I don't know what I'd do. There would be a riot breaking up my heart. I'm trying to fight it. You go out every night, but I'd be lying if I said I could live and breathe on it. Out of you, there'd be a lot of lonely wishing and praying that you would hold me. I'll do most anything, maybe if only you would come back to me. Come back to me. There would be a riot if I ever lost you. If I ever lost you.
Driving up the highway, figures New York City is close enough.